Now, manufacturers' margins, and you guys are manufacturers, you manufacture machinery and things of that nature. A manufacturer's margins are generally a lot higher, and normally in the neighborhood of 50%. But they have a lot more to pay for in the manufacturing of the product. They got all the factory and the people in the factory and all those materials and in-process inventory and cost of selling and so on. So if a manufacturer sells it for $80 because they sold it to a distributor, let's say, they sold it for $80, then they got to make it for $40. Because a manufacturer, in order to cover all his costs, has to have about a 50% gross margin. And these are numbers that, you know, professors, college professors who have studied industries and things like this have established. This is pretty clear. So that's why manufacturers, if they buy something from somebody else, they'll mark it up typically by double. So for example, if a manufacturer wants to have a display screen that they're going to use in their equipment, they'll go out and buy that. If they buy it for $40, when they price it in, they're pricing it in at $80. So that they can help cover all the costs of their manufacturing and so forth. So again, their net profit is in the neighborhood of 5% as well across all the industries. Now, there are some companies that have profits, net profits, that are in the 10% range, but not many. Most of them are down around 5%. And all their costs and so on come out of the difference between what it actually costs them. So there's a little discussion of that, as you can see, on page 110. And then the next has to do with inventory. And inventory is generally an anchor. It's an anchor for anybody that has inventory. Now, if you look at let's say two companies, they don't necessarily have to be distributors, but let's say two companies, and let's say they each have 10 million in inventory. Oh no, excuse me, 10 million in sales. 10 million in sales. Each company has 10 million in sales. This one has inventory of 1 million, and this one has inventory of 5 million. So there's a big difference in inventory. Now, when you talk to salespeople are always going to say, Melissa, put it in inventory, because salespeople are going to want to have it available to their customers, and salespeople think that it has to be in inventory in order to sell it. And there's some truth to that. But if the sales guys ran the inventory control, you'd have this condition. 5 million in inventory, because sales guys, they don't care. They just want to have it good for the customer, and it's more inventory is better, even though it's expensive. So a common term is called inventory turns. Inventory turns, the number of times you turn over the inventory. And how do you determine that? You determine that by taking the inventory and dividing it into the total sales. So the inventory turns here is 10, and the inventory turns here is 2. Do you have any idea of what the recommended number of turns is across companies? Anybody got ever heard anything like that? Or okay, generally 7 turns is a target that you'd like to get. So when you guys go back, and if you have some kind of an annual report or other information, if I'm guessing you know what your company's total sales are. And somebody could probably tell you what your total inventory is, and you could divide one into the other. And so 7 would be a good number. Higher is better in this case. Higher is better. Now, when you make custom machinery, you know, you probably don't have that much inventory because you're making a custom machine for somebody. And so when you get an order, then you buy the stuff you need to have to make that machine. But you're going to have spare parts and so on. But so I'm guessing your inventory would be probably, much lower, and your turns would be much higher, maybe 20 or something like that. I don't know. But inventory is an anchor. And if the net profit on both of these is $500,000, then the return on investment, which is the return on the inventory, here is 50% and here is 10%. So you got a much lower return on the investment. As it gets below 10%, you're better off putting it in CDs or other kinds of banknotes or what have you. Okay. Now, still on that page 110, I want to just talk just a little bit about what inventory costs. Opportunity cost. If you put $10 million in inventory, then you're going to have a cost associated with that. In this case, actually, this was the first company had $1 million in inventory, and they say an opportunity cost is 10%. So the opportunity cost is the money that would be lost if you didn't put that money that you have in inventory, if you didn't put that into stocks or CDs or whatever. So there's a cost of money when it's invested and it's not getting a return.